Welcome, everybody, into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am your host, Matt Trudell. With me, like always...
Dobre opolende, Cesko Sovinsko, Alex Baker.
And joining us today for a cameo, I don't know how much he'll be talking because...
He's a huge sports fan.
Is
Jason Ramirez.
How are you doing, Jason?
Pretty good.
So Jason started off as our intern here, and now he is our videographer. Is that what you are?
Social media coordinator.
He also is an extreme expert on hand moisturizers and scented candles.
That's right. Bath & Body Works. Part-time.
All right. So, Alex and Jason, you guys want to start with the NFL this past weekend?
Oh, my God. I was looking at the games on Sunday. I was like, I was looking at Red Zone. It's like, okay, what games are on? 1 o'clock. They're all terrible. Like, I only watched one game yesterday, and it was the Rams Saints game.
Yeah, I saw that ludicrous
which
display.
That ended up not being that good of a game. I mean, it was relatively close, but the Rams let New Orleans get into it late, but it was still too late.
Rams proven that they're legit. I know everybody was saying that they haven't beaten anybody.
But well, yeah, I mean, remember
off the
last
on
week?
An 8-game winning streak.
Yeah. The Saints have a tough schedule coming up.
What do they got?
They got the Panthers. I think they also have to play the Falcons again or twice. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but when they go marching in, you don't see some stuff.
All right, we might have to kick this in.
I'm telling you, man, this is going to be some quality.
Yeah,
you're going to be begging for the days of Connor.
Yeah, so they have the days of Connor. Panthers, Falcons, Jets, Falcons, Bucks.
They can win two of those games.
I think they can. I think the Saints can win.
Maybe three.
Four.
Panthers, Falcons, those are going to be tough.
I think they can beat the Panthers. I think they can take one of two of the Falcons games. I think they can beat the Jets and the Bucks. I mean, the Jets are better than what we thought they were, but they're still the Jets, and the Bucks have a Harvard grad, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Really? Did Ryan Fitzpatrick go to Harvard?
Yeah.
Next thing you're going to tell me is that Joe Flacco had a great postseason in 2012.
He did. 11 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Man, just you don't never hear about that. Yeah.
People talk about how great Jacoby Jones was as a football player because he made one catch and one punt return. but and it's funny, Ravens fans discuss that, but they don't discuss the fact that, do you remember when he was on the Texans?
And he made that fumble.
And he made that fumble for the Ravens to be able to go on to the next, and then he got cut, and then the Ravens were like, hey, you made a great...
Who was the stripper that got him in trouble?
Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
Sweet Pea slapping him in the face with the Ace of Spades bottle in the middle of the stripper bus for Bryant McKinney's birthday.
Bryant McKinney?
Yeah.
That sounds made up.
He gets to that, and then he does the Love Boat 6 years earlier.
Apparently, Bryant McKinney has a real Instagram account. And then not only that, but apparently, he's the one. Do you remember Bryant McKinney was the one that took out the lockout loan and then never paid it back? And they didn't even have a lockout?
Wait.
What? So Bryant McKinney, he was a left tackle for the longtime Minnesota Vikings, but he was a Raven at the end of his career.
Right.
And there was a threatening of a work stoppage.
That was back in 2011, right?
Where the CBA, collective bargaining agreement, was running out and there was fights, so there might have been a strike or a lockout. Mm-hmm. And these insurance companies popped up out of nowhere saying, hey, we'll give you a lockout loan because these guys are used to making all this money, but then they wouldn't be making money if they weren't playing. So we'll give you money. You can pay us back when. So there ended up not being a lockout. And Bryant McKinney took $4 million out for a lockout loan.
He never paid back.
And then like a year and a half later, he gets sued by the company because he didn't make any payments. He didn't have the money. He's a perfect example of somebody that was going to retire from football and be broke. Like exactly like that 30 for 30. Because if you're taking a $4 million lockout loan and you're making $8 million, so you have $12 million and you blow through all of that and you can't pay them back, like that's crazy.
He seems like a character on Trailer Park Boys, like a Ricky.
When they're stealing the it's not a federal crime when you steal change.
Yeah.
You see why you like that show.
Uh-huh. That show's great.
It's great.
Don't hate.
Don't hate.
All right. First off, it's a Canadian gem like Jim Carrey.
Yeah. R.I.P. Leahy.
R.I.P. Yo.
Man.
Yo. Poop Hawks. It doesn't sound quite right, though. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Saints got a tough road ahead.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, though, was, for me, it was glorious. I wish that Jimmy was here because...
Oh, yeah,
you can ask Katie, right? Katie had to deal with me being like, yeah, Blaine, and then be like, you found me, Blaine. And then I was like, Blaine, I never doubted
the
you. And then I was
Blaine.
Like, Blaine, I doubted
the
you.
The revenge
like,
of Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, yeah. It
reminds me whenever like ex-quarterbacks from the Lions would play on another team, and then they would just have their career game, like Joey Harrington in Thanksgiving, like 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Had like the best game of his career, and then was crap at the rest of his career.
Oh, man. Ugh. Blaine Gabbert, man. But shout out to him. He is my spirit animal of the day.
Yo, Gabbert, Gabbert.
The Jacksonville Jags went down to Arizona, which is just mind-boggling. It doesn't make any sense. Blaine Gabbert won a football game. But thank you. Thank you, thank you. The Tennessee Titans are 7-4. I want to go on this huge rant about Marcus Mariota. I don't know where I'm going to plant it into this show, but I'm going to stab him at one point in his life. Like, I'm tired of that dude. I really am. I really am. Well, let's just talk about it now.
Talk about it. Go ahead.
He has thrown 6 interceptions in the past 2 games.
I know some of those words.
That was amazing. That was a perfect. So you know, 6 games, 2. So interception is the only one you don't know? Okay. That was amazing. It just came out of nowhere. Like, all right. So let's go over this man's season so far. Ready? 2,273 yards, 63%. Completion percentage. Okay, cool, cool, cool. 9 passing touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
Ooh.
79.1 QB rating. Rushing wise, he's 40 rushes, 190 yards, 4 touchdowns. So he's 12-12. But
12-12.
Sounds like a
yes.
For his career, okay.
For the season.
7-4.
He is 12 turnovers, 12 touchdowns. And the Tennessee Titans, my squad, have been winning in spite of him. And let's talk about this. I was just thinking about this the other day. The Raiders game, we lose by 10, right? I believe in that game. Let me just pull this up. Let me just make sure that I'm not spinning stupid stuff. I believe Mariota, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Not terrible. And a rush. All right. I can't blame that game on him. Matt Castle gets the Miami game. So that's one of our losses. Right? Now, that's not directly Marcus Mariota's fault because he was injured. I'm not going to give him that. So those are 2 losses that can't be blamed on him, right?
The Steelers game was awful, though.
The Steelers game is 1,000% his fault. The defense played relatively recently.
The Texans
game, he threw 2 picks. And he threw for 96 yards. And he ran for 39 yards. And 2 touchdowns. Like, but he is just... Remember last year when I was complaining about him because I was saying that he tries to do too much and we have a good enough team where he doesn't have to do too much? Like, he can be a game manager, but slightly better than that. He's right back to it this year. The 4 picks
But they're still, I mean, it shows how strong the team is that they're still 7-4 even
correct.
With all his struggles.
Correct. Which makes me be like, here's the thing. Going into this season, the Tennessee Titans question mark was the defense. The defense is playing well right now.
Running game's still good, right? Not so much.
DeMarco Murray had 12 rushes for 9 yards yesterday.
Oh.
Derrick Henry had 13 rushes for 79. Ready?
That's not too bad.
1 rush in the first 3 quarters. 12 rushes for 79 yards in the fourth quarter. So it's like, it's padding on. I mean, he did. I don't know why DeMarco Murray is getting majority of the carries. Now, yesterday, Derrick Henry ended up with majority of the carries by 1. And we were trailing to the Colts. We sacked Jacoby Brissett. 8 times. How? like, Mariota's just driving me crazy because I really feel like we're going to make the playoffs because just look at the AFC, right?
Yeah.
But
you're not good with just a playoff.
What are we going to do in the playoffs? We should have won the division last year, if you remember. Now, granted, he got injured. Okay, that sucks. Blah, 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 blah. But
Brock Osweiler.
But, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We should have been in the playoffs last year. So in my opinion, we don't get this whole, oh yay, we made it back to the playoffs deal. Like, we need to win the first game now. Right now, we're in the third spot, set to play Buffalo. Buffalo's not going to end up in that spot. Baltimore might end up in that spot. Now, granted, we struggled against Baltimore, but I'm not scared of Baltimore and Danny Woodhead. Like, I'm not.
Hey, Danny Woodhead hustles. He plays the game the right way.
He does. He's a class act.
He dies for loose balls. No way, that's basketball. But
he's got a. He's a class act. He's a grinder. He grinds it out.
What other cliche?
Why do you guys sound sarcastic?
Huh?
Why do you guys sound so sarcastic?
Because it's like cliche sports statements.
Yeah. Although, you know, the white guy on your team who's not very talented, but gosh darn it, does he try hard?
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh darn it, does he try hard?
Of course.
Any
I should know these
cliches minority
by now.
Player that does well, they say he's a real class act. That's what they say. Check it out. I'm serious. They did a whole episode of the TV show The League on it.
Mm-hmm. The black players have natural ability.
Yes. Yes. all right, so FCC, leave us alone.
We're not the internet.
We are the
internet. Never mind.
I think Derrick Henry. Now, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to save Derrick Henry's legs until DeMarco Murray gets out of here. But DeMarco Murray, get out of here! Like, I didn't really want him in the first place, and last year he did pretty good. He did pretty good, but like, you look at it this year, you got. He's got 129 carries for 452 yards. That's 3.5 yards a carry. Cool. And he's got 5 rushing touchdowns, but he's our goal line guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
My man Derrick Henry has 522 yards on only 114 carries. Like, I just... Can we give my man the ball a little bit more? Because right now, like... I have a feeling, though, that when we get into the playoffs, whoever we play is going to get a serious dose of Derrick Henry. And right now, if you look at the playoffs, we have the Titans should be, they would be playing the Bills. And the Jags would go to Kansas City. And I'm telling you, Kansas City, I think the Chargers might win.
Yeah, I think I'm going with the Chargers. Chiefs are crap in the bed.
They're falling way off, and they're going to have a home game.
Do you think they're going to go with, what's his name, Mahomes, or are they going to stick with Smith?
I mean... I feel like you have to stick with Smith. Do you want Mahomes? Because here's the deal, right? You're literally going to make the Nathan Peterman decision.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Now, granted, you're struggling more than the Bills were, but like... I used to watch a lot of Patrick Mahomes games because, one, I'm a Big 12 fan, so West Virginia plays them every year. Not only that, but I love Cliff Kingsbury, so I always watch Texas Tech games. And Patrick Mahomes is not what everybody thinks he's going to be.
He's like a Graham Harrell?
He's better than Graham Harrell. He's like a... I think he's like a Brett Favre, right, in a sense, but I don't think he has the winning ability in him. He's a Jake Locker.
Yeah, or the text messages. Brett Favre.
Man. Yes. Brett Favre
never
is
forget.
Known for his Christmas cards and his Levi Jean commercials where he's throwing a football to a dog or whatever.
Definitely.
Exquisite. Just say you got to dig deep every time. If we ask you a question, just say, dig deep.
Defense wins championships.
Defense wins championships. The team who scores the most will win the game.
You play to win the game.
All right. So this past weekend, you know, my Titans struggled to survive.
Lions are done in their division.
Lions
I don't
lost.
Think people are optimistic that we can still make the playoffs as a wild card.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough because you look at it.
We lost to the Panthers. We lost to the Saints. We lost to the Falcons. Those teams are all ahead of us in the wild card and divisional race. We had our chance. I think it's done. We're not winning the division. Vikings have got it wrapped up. I think we're out of the playoffs. Even if we go 11-5, I just don't see it.
I think it's going to be very hard because if you look at it, like you said, the Vikings pretty much got a clear-cut path because the Bears suck. The Packers don't have Aaron Rodgers. You guys are next. And they beat you. And then you look at it, like you said, the NFC South.
It's stacked.
Probably the best division in football right now.
Can we talk about, though, how the Vikings, you have Case Keenum, what nobody thought was going to do anything, is now leading to a divisional title. You have the Rams, who Jared Goff, who thought was everybody thought was going to be a bust, is having a good year, and is going to get them to at least a playoff berth.
Mm-hmm.
How bad was Jeff Fisher as a coach that those two guys looked terrible under him? The minute he leaves and there was somebody else, they looked
Why
like,
are you trying to dig at my man, yo?
I'm just saying. Like,
why are you trying to dig at my
Jeff
man?
Jeff Fisher
yo?
Just.
Hey,
he's listen.
You just
got to
dig deep, guys. You got to dig deep.
You got to dig deep.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. Case Keenum, I always loved him. I loved him when he was in Houston. College.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Not Houston with the Texans. But when he was in college, I loved Case Keenum. At the same time, he's probably the best backup quarterback in the NFL, but he really probably shouldn't be a starter. I think him and Tyrod next year will probably be battling for who's the best backup quarterback in the NFL. I love Tyrod. He's white Tyrod. That's all he is.
He's white Tyrod.
He is. I love him, but I love Case Keenum.
Were you doing a Kia commercial then instead of a Toyota?
Yeah, like, but I mean, you cannot turn away like the Bills, right? In theory, so who they play? They played the Chargers last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Chargers are decent. I don't think they're that much better than the Bills. If they are better than the Bills, if Tyrod would have played last week and say they won and they beat the Chiefs yesterday, they'd still not have to worry about the Ravens losing to the Texans. They'd be like, cool, we're in the sixth seed. So in my opinion, I even though things have gone downhill for the Chiefs, I don't think it's all Alex Smith. I mean, Kareem Hunt,
he's been terrible.
Has
lately.
Hit a wall. Mm-hmm. He's disappeared. And the team that's scary right now in the NFC that's turned it on, I mean, of course, you look at Philly.
Yeah,
they're scary. The Rams lost last week but beat New Orleans. They had a tough 2 weeks in a row. I'm still not sold on Carolina. The Falcons.
Yeah, Julio had his big game last week.
Yo, and my man Mohamed Sanu.
New
blam the blicky is what I like to call it.
I'll tell you what, right now, what I'm feeling right now is like watching season 3 of Game of Thrones without knowing anyone, like just starting out, boom, season 3, that's when I'm gonna start. And I don't know any of the characters.
I don't know my man Mohamed Sanu Senior.
Yeah, that sounds like a foreign name to me. I don't know it.
This is the quality sports commentary that our listeners expect.
Dude, he's exactly like, he's like sci-fi Connor.
Just without the bad puns.
Why are we laughing?
If you would have been in, how long have you been here in school?
At this school?
Yeah.
Like 3 years.
So did you ever meet Connor Davis?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, he was this kid who used to be here. He was on the sports show, and he just said weird things. He's my man. I love him to death. I wrote him a recommendation letter. He's in Chicago going to school for television and stuff. It sucks that we lost him, but he was a good help. But
that means he didn't write me a good enough recommendation letter because I'm still here.
I think I did a darn good job. Not only that, but I won't put your business out on air.
No, just kidding.
So, So for me, what was your highlight of the weekend? And you can include.
Oh, it's got to be Michigan State laying the beat down.
NFL.
Oh, okay.
Golly.
Jeez, the games were so terrible this week. I would guess by default it would go to the Rams beating the Saints.
All right, so I
looked at the schedules. None of them were any good.
I don't think – so the Steelers-Packers game ended up being decent.
Steelers won?
By a last-second field goal.
Okay.
The Cardinals beat the Jags on a last-second 57-yard field goal by Phil Dawson. I was telling him, I was like, I'll give you leg massages for the rest of the year, bro. Channel in your younger self. But he got it. Rams and Saints ended up being a six-point game, but we know how that really went. It wasn't a six-point game.
Oh, did you see the
Raiders Broncos ended up
Keep so Tlaib and yeah. Crabtree?
So that's one thing I want to talk
about. Again.
Yeah. So I'm a firm believer that if you throw a punch against somebody that has a helmet on, you should get a larger suspension than the person that threw a punch with someone that didn't have a helmet on. I just think
it's just stupid throwing your
fist. Yo, Tlaib caught Crabtree a little bit. Had him a little, dude. Can we talk about how you can be one of the best athletes in the world when it comes to football, but your boxing technique is atrocious? Footwork was horrible.
This is something I could talk about,
dude. You would have loved this. You would have loved this. It was just an all out brawl.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah. It was just like they ripped his helmet off. They were calming stuff down. My man Marshawn Lynch escorted.
Yeah, he was like, son, you gotta calm down, man. You gotta calm down.
I know Marshawn Lynch.
You do?
He sounds familiar.
He eats Skittles.
Yeah.
I believe that. I believe he eats Skittles with a spoon straight from the packet.
Okay.
YOLO, I guess.
That's what millennials like.
Yeah, but yeah.
Like, this is actually a Seinfeld joke.
Mm-hmm. You had that, which was the excitement, but I don't think the games. I mean, Raiders Broncos. It was 14-0. Then it was 21-7. Yeah. Then it was.
I'm just saying, like the appeal, like the teams that.
I agree that the appeal. I mean, Eagles Bears was terrible. Panthers Jets was better than we thought it would be. Patriots and Dolphins was frankly better than we thought it would be. Bills beat the Chiefs. Titans just absolutely struggled against the Colts. Like, it was unbelievable. But I'll tell you something. The Titans, and this is one thing I wanted to look at. Three out of our last five games are home.
You already showed me who you got. Never mind.
And so we have the Texans at home. Then we go to Arizona, which we will be gentle because we appreciate what you did for us. Then we go to the 49ers. But we'll probably get Garoppolo that game, and we'll probably lose that game just because that's how we roll. Then we have Rams and Jags at home. So if we could, and I always said if we could win these next three games and split the last two, that's 11-5.
That'll get you the division.
Yeah, it should. Especially when, if you look at it, we already own the tiebreaker over the Jags. Currently. Now, that's why you lose to the Rams and you still beat the Jags week 17, and it's a guarantee. Like, we actually, in theory, can still lose one more game as long as we beat them. Because if we go into week 17 and we're a game behind them, but we beat them, we swept them this season, we win the division. Now, they have, and this is one thing that I love, right? They have a pretty cupcake schedule left like us. But they have Seattle. So they have Seattle and us. And then they play the Colts, the Texans, and the 49ers. So in theory, I really think week 17 is going to be, unless our team collapses or their team collapses, week 17 is going to be
the showdown.
Who's going to be the third seed? Who's going to be the five seed?
Five seed, you're going to be playing probably, like you said, Chiefs or Chargers, so that wouldn't be
Chiefs or Chargers bad. Yeah, but it's a road game, but I mean still Chiefs or Chargers, fine. Yeah. I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. And nice. And yeah, so I'm looking forward to it, man. And shout out, I mean, the Jags and the Titans are oddly similar teams right now. They rely on the run game.
Run.
Their quarterbacks are underperforming hard, and their defense is playing decent. And the fact that Ramsey was out yesterday was huge for that. All right. So one thing I want to talk about is we talked a little bit about the playoff picture.
Right.
And if we go in here just looking, playoff standings. Right now, so the Eagles, if the Redskins beat Dallas on Thursday night, the Eagles clinched the division.
That's right.
And now they're battling the Vikings the Rams and the Saints, that becomes their division for who gets the number one seed.
Sounds like an awesome movie right there, man.
Yes. I personally think you're going to have, I mean, the only team that could possibly come up, I think Seattle might knock either the Panthers or the Falcons out, because
I'm not that impressed with the Seahawks.
The only thing that's, the only reason why I think that is because you have, like we saw, New Orleans still has the Falcons twice, the Panthers once, and Tampa Bay once. So they have four division games left out of their five. So, you know, if they lose, then they come, mm-hmm. and then Seattle has to deal with.
I got the Rams.
Let's look
time.
At Seattle's. Yeah, I mean, they still have to play the Rams, but okay, so they have the Eagles, which is rough. They have the Jags, which is rough. The Rams, but then they have the Cowboys and Cardinals. Jeez,
that's not an easy schedule.
That is not an easy schedule.
They've
at
not
all.
Been very good this year.
They haven't, especially when they have to travel. Dang. Dang. That's rough. That is a rough schedule, dude. Like,
Pete Carroll thinks it's a conspiracy. It's the,
definitely.
It's the government.
But yeah, so if there was a team to come up, like, I don't think the Lions will come up. I don't think Green Bay will come up. So if there's anybody that's going to knock these teams out, it would be Seattle, right? Do you think New Orleans ends up winning their division?
Maybe the Falcons have a shot. I think the Falcons have a shot, but I don't, like you said, I don't think the Panthers, I don't think they're that good.
Yeah. All right.
So maybe the Falcons.
All right. So here's going to be the more fun discussion. So right now you have Steelers. Steelers are not going to have the Ravens come back on them.
No.
The Steelers will have the division, right? New England, they're going to have the division.
Easy.
It's either going to be the Titans or the Jags that are winning their division, and it's either going to be the Titans or the Jags in the first wild card spot. So that leaves us, who, personally, do you have Titans or Jags?
God loves Jags.
You have the Jags. Which I would disagree with, except for they benefit from playing Seattle at home, but that's gonna be a tough one for them. And
they still got the Titans.
They still have the Titans. And I think currently, because like I said, even if they drop Seattle, we win the next three, right? We win the next three and they drop Seattle. And so they drop Seattle. We win the next three. We'd have a game lead on them. We lose to the Rams. We'd be tied. But we have the tiebreaker. And then you'd literally just be looking at who wins that game.
Okay.
And that game is in Tennessee. Now, granted, the Titans embarrassed Jacksonville earlier
Maybe
this
that
year.
Maybe that'll help you. Because you might do it again.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
But, yeah, I that's a tough one for me. I still, every day, I'm like, with Mariota playing the way that he is, we're lucky we're a playoff team. Like, but they also have Bortles. You know what I'm saying? And if it wasn't for the fact that they wouldn't have even been in that game yesterday if it wasn't for the fact Blaine Gabbert literally fumbled the ball directly to Calais Campbell, and Calais Campbell got a touchdown. But here comes the fun. All right. Who gets that last wild card spot?
Oh, God. Bills look better. Maybe the Nathan Peterman fiasco is the thing that'll just get them to right the ship.
I
don't trust any of them. I don't really like. I never think the. I don't think the Ravens are very good. And then after that, it's just.
I think you could. I think there's two potential things that could happen, right? So the Chargers have the Browns, the Redskins, the Chiefs, the Jets, the Raiders. That is pretty nice. That's a nice schedule for them, especially because Crabtree's going to probably get suspended, and Amari Cooper almost died yesterday. That was worse than the Joe Flacco hit. Did you see that?
I think so.
He was out. He was dead. Like, he was taking a nap. So let's see what the Chiefs have. The Chiefs have Jets, Raiders, Chargers, Dolphins, Broncos. Dang. Okay, so
I don't think they can beat any of those teams. I mean, they lost to the Giants.
Yeah, but then they also could beat any one of those teams. So it's like it depends. But I think what you're dealing with is I think there's really, in my opinion, there's four teams that I think are probably battling for this spot, right? Because let's be honest. The Bills have the Patriots, the Colts, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Dolphins, right? So I don't think the Bills are going to make it.
I'll be flat honest with you. You got to play the Patriots twice, so that's instantly you're looking 5-8. At 5-8 right there.
That's 6-7.
Oh, okay.
Right? Let's say you drop one of those games to the Dolphins. That's 8. And then let's say you beat the Colts and the Dolphins. Well, it says 8-8. I don't know if 8-8 is going to make it. It might. But if you look at it, right, if you're – all right, so let's just walk through this real quick. Let's pull up the Chargers. So let's say Kansas City ends up just winning the division, right, and they win it at 9-7, and they have a tiebreaker over the Chargers, right? The Chargers right now are 5-6, right? Them Browns and Redskins at home, in my opinion, that's 2 wins.
They lost to the Browns last year, though. That's not an easy thing.
But let's just look at it. Like, let's say they beat the Browns, they beat the Redskins. That's 7-6. That's 7-7. 8-7. Potentially 9-7. So they both could go 9-7. One would win due to tie. So in theory, they could get their two teams in, right? I don't see the Bengals doing anything. But no. Let's look at their schedule. Bears, Vikings, Lions, Ravens. Yeah. Steelers, Bears, Lions. Steelers, Bears, Vikings, Lions, Ravens. I think they're done. And
Marvin Lewis will still keep his job.
The Baltimore Ravens are a tough situation now because they have the Texans on Monday night.
We are taping this early if you guys didn't know this by now.
And then they have the Lions, which I think the Lions will beat them.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think you guys have too good of an offense to fail against them.
We have too good of an offense?
They have the 31st offense in the NFL.
Our offense isn't that far behind them.
You mean
ahead? We have no running game. We can't score more than like 2 touchdowns a game.
So here's my thing. I say they lose. They are 5-5 right now, right? I personally think they lose to the Lions and the Steelers. That puts them at 7 losses. That means they need to beat the Texans, the Browns, the Colts,
the Bengals, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you something. They can probably beat the Texans. They can probably definitely beat the Browns. They can beat the Colts, right?
AJ Green has something to say every year when he comes to M&T Bank Stadium.
Poor AJ Green. So I'm thinking if I had to bet right now, I'd put money on the Chiefs and the Chargers making it. That would be my bet.
I'm going Chargers win the division. I'll go Bills. And the other wild card.
Bills would be 6, right? Yeah. Or 5?
6.
And the other wild card?
I guess the Chiefs.
So you're not thinking...
They won't win the division.
So you think the Titans or the Jags will eliminate themselves?
Oh, no, wait, never mind. I forgot.
I see how it is, bro. Jags. I understand that the AFC South used to be crap, but they're not crap anymore.
They have 2 good teams.
We got... If you go down the list compared to wins, right? Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised at how many divisions we're better than this year. Mind you, that we'd be even better if Deshaun Watson didn't get injured.
Yeah.
And if Andrew Luck was not whatever he's doing.
All that needs to happen for Andrew Luck to get better is for Ursay to hook him up with some sweet meds.
Or, I think what Andrew Luck, according to Ursay, is going through is a Ricky Bobby situation where...
It's all in his head?
Yeah. He's playing wheelchair basketball, stabbing himself in the leg.
Usually it's all in Ursay's head because, you know, all the drugs he's been taking.
Hey, dude, he's cloudy with the chance of meatballs. All right, so now we need to talk about, and I can't believe I'm taking this stance, all right? Because I used to hate the fact that the NFL tried to get in the way of celebrations. But in my opinion, I think these celebrations are getting a little too out of hand.
Oh, you don't like them?
I like when one or two guys do a celebration, right? I don't like when all 11 guys are doing the electric slide. It's creative. It's stupid.
Did you see the Vikings one on Thanksgiving? They were pretending like it's a Thanksgiving meal, so they had one guy sitting there, like, you know, handling out the food, and they had their plates out. You didn't see that?
It's too much.
It's kind of funny.
It is too much. It is too much. All I'm saying is, between how long NFL replays take and these celebrations, we got to speed the game up.
Can NFL players still do no more than 3 pelvic thrusts?
Here's my thing. If one player did it or one or two players did it, fine. But these whole extreme choreograph, taking the photo, and then it's just like...
I don't think it's funny. I think you're just being a killjoy.
I'm not. I don't think
would you rather have the NFL get upset when they would fine you for celebrations or anything?
See, that's where I'm in this tough position, because now, like, honestly, it's almost like the players are like, oh, you silenced us for so long
that we're going to be
over-the-top ridiculous with it, and I don't want over-the-top ridiculous. Like, the T.O. or the Joe Horn, that stuff was funny, it was quick, it was over with. Now it's like, we got to pose for the photos, we got to do the, you know, that's... And I know I sound like the get off my lawn type guy.
You do.
Why are you beating up your knee?
When it's kneecap itches.
Okay. In studio, Alex has his leg up on a chair and he's just like punching it. So that's what happens here behind the scenes. I guess I am a killjoy, but it's starting to drive me crazy, to be flat out honest with you. So, college football, Alex. What went down this past weekend?
Alabama,
yeah. Absolute mayhem.
Pitt did what they did to you guys 10 years ago.
Pitt did what they did to Clemson last year. It just didn't end up working either. Because, all right, so let's discuss the playoff picture, right? Does Alabama still get in?
As long as they win the championship game.
They're not in the championship game.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I still think they're going to be
I think they're getting in.
Yeah.
I think they're getting in, and the winner of the SEC championship game will get in as well. So I think that's two. I think the winner of the ACC championship game, even though I can argue that both of those teams don't deserve to go in, I can go off on it if you would like
and
me to.
Oklahoma.
And that, well, Oklahoma's got
to
be TCU.
They have to win. Yeah.
But I don't think the ACC championship game should matter. I honestly, and you know, this takes a lot for me to say this, right? But if I'm going, hold on, before I say it, let me just check my facts real quick. Cuz I need to make sure that I'm not super tripping on this. Oh, wait, never mind. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, never mind.
And Wisconsin, I forgot. They've got a...
Oh, so this is the new... Oh, this is the new AP.
Yeah,
so Clemson's 1, Oklahoma's 2, Wisconsin's 3, Auburn's 4, Alabama's 5, Georgia's 6. That's stupid to me. I'm sorry. Wisconsin should not be in the tournament.
But they won all their games. If they win the conference tournament.
Alex.
I know you don't like...
They will Big only 10. Have one quality win. And that would be beating Ohio State, who got blown out by Iowa.
Well, then they play somebody else from the...
Who have they played? There are only two ranked games that they played all year. Was Iowa, who didn't deserve to be there, but they were there because they beat Ohio State.
And then Michigan.
And then Michigan, who just doesn't deserve to be there. Michigan did not deserve to be there all year round. If it wasn't for the fact that Jim Harbaugh and the fact that Condoleezza Rice has some sort of love infatuation with the Big 12, Big 10. Now, here's my thing. The two SEC schools go. An ACC school goes, right?
I probably would say Oklahoma gets ahead of Wisconsin.
You would think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Let's be honest. The Big 12 is the most hated on by the college playoffs. They have every year. Now, this is the first year that they have a championship game, right? But every year, they found a way. They put now, granted, Ohio State ended up winning the national championship game, right? But you can't put Ohio State over either one of those teams. You just can't.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think this is how it should go. I think it should be Alabama. I think it should be the winner of the Auburn-Georgia game, right? I think it should be Oklahoma, as long as they win. And then this is tough because I think it should, in theory, be the winner of the Big Ten game.
Well, should it be a, you know, Wisconsin, okay, they didn't beat anybody, but you would put in either Clemson, who lost to a 5-7 Syracuse team, or a 4-8 Syracuse
Correct.
Team,
yeah.
or a Miami who lost to a 5-7 Pittsburgh team.
Well, and this is why I don't think that they should be in, but let's be honest. If you want to look at it, I mean, Clemson beat Auburn, who's still in it. They beat Virginia Tech, who was ranked at one point. They beat NC State, who was ranked at one point. They beat South Carolina, who was ranked this past weekend. And they're going to have to go through Miami, who's a one-loss team. That is a significantly stronger schedule.
But still, that bad loss.
That's a bad loss. Agreed. But you cannot tell me, and trust me, I don't like Clemson. I don't like Miami. I'll be flat out honest with you.
Kelvin's not going to.
But
like
you can't tell me that either one of those two schools playing Wisconsin schedule wouldn't be where they are.
They beat. They beat Notre Dame.
They beat Virginia Tech, Notre Dame, and then they'll have to beat Clemson. So they're definitely the weaker of the two. Clemson definitely has a stronger schedule.
So if Miami wins, you still put them ahead of Wisconsin? Even
Absolutely.
If they
I well, first off, I'll be flat out honest with you. I don't see Wisconsin winning this weekend because they haven't played anybody.
If they win.
If they win and there's not another. So, like, here's my thing, right? Is and I know this is terrible, and I don't want to be this guy, right? But if Auburn and Georgia go to triple overtime, right, and, you know, it gets down to the point where both of them have to go for two, and, yeah. you know, a Georgia receiver bobbles the ball, and they lose to Auburn, right?
Yeah.
You can't tell me that both Auburn... I just, you know, especially because now if Auburn loses, they're three loss and they're done, right? But if that's a close game, and the fact that Alabama only lost to Auburn in Auburn, and in my opinion, they're probably, if I want to look at it, like Alabama doesn't have that impressive of a schedule this past year. They haven't played too many top 25 teams. Now, Georgia played Notre Dame, Mississippi State, Auburn. And then they have to play Auburn again, and their only loss was to Auburn, right? Where Alabama played, they play Florida State, but let's be real. they played LSU, Mississippi State, and then they lost to Auburn. So, I don't know. I've been very it's been really weird to me, right? Because I don't know where to go with it. I don't know. I don't believe the Pac-12 belongs there. I really don't believe.
I think the thing is with the college football playoff, they'll look at a Power 5 conference school with an undefeated record, and they'll go, okay, they get it. And even if it's like they didn't play anybody or they beat one good team.
All right. Now, here's another point, and I've been holding this close to my chest, but are you ready for this? The past 2 years... the College Football Playoff Committee have let in two undeserving Big Ten schools.
I know. One is Michigan State.
One was Michigan State. One was Ohio State. Do you know what the scores of both of those games were?
I know we got killed by Alabama.
What was the score of that game?
It was like 46. It was like 36 to nothing.
38 to nothing. And Ohio State last year. You know what the score of that game
was?
It was
another blowout, right?
31 to nothing.
Okay.
69-0
And Washington shouldn't have been in last year. They got killed.
Cool. I get that. I understand that, right? But I can somewhat understand them getting more than... I'm just like... It's going to come off as I'm a super hater of the Big Ten, and I am.
You are.
I'll solely admit that. I will solely admit that. But isn't it a little baffling to you that, you know, in the first year you had Baylor and TCU that...
canceled each other.
West Virginia ruined that, if you looked at it, because West Virginia beat Baylor, but TCU beat West Virginia, and then it ended up being... So, but that ended up rolling them out, you know? And then they just continually... It seems to be like they're the ones that get dogged, and then for some odd reason, the Big Ten has to have a team in there, even if there's no reason for them to be in there. And I'm sorry. Look, Russell Wilson, who was one of my favorite college players when he was at NC State, then he went to Wisconsin. I have no issues with Wisconsin. I don't, right? Mm-hmm. But this year, their Big Ten schedule and their schedule in general lined up for them to play absolutely no one. And when that happens, like, and I understand the whole Power 5 conference situation, right? But like,
then Power 5, because then, you know, some people might be saying, well, about Central Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you look at Central Florida, they've played no one either. Like, they played Memphis. They beat Memphis. Memphis is now currently ranked, and they're playing Memphis this weekend. That's two ranked teams.
So what do you think it would take for... Because, you know, last year it was Western Michigan that went undefeated. What do you think it's going to take for, like, a non-Power 5 school to, you know, not only go undefeated, but, like, get the quality wins where people can put them in that top four?
They're going to have to play top names during their whole non-conference schedule.
And go undefeated.
And then go undefeated. Okay. Or they're going to need eight teams to make the playoffs. Yeah. That's the only reason.
Make it a March Madness style bracket.
I mean, I think there should be eight teams. Right, I think that because unfortunately we are in a world, right, where not all conference champions make the playoff, right? So if you add that, right, you could have the teams that would make it would be, you would have, let's say, Clemson beats Miami, Oklahoma beats TCU, Ohio State beats Wisconsin, Auburn beats Georgia, so, and then you have Alabama, you would have USC, right? So you could have your additional, Alabama, USC.
All the Power 5 conference champion winners get on go. The next spot.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you would get, like, remember back in the day in the BCS, any Big East school would automatically make it. And then so you have, like, a 7-5 UConn team playing Oklahoma.
Well, if you remember, there were not many, there was, like, one season that happened. If you remember...
I remember the Big East sucked in the BCS. For the most part. I mean, since he made it a few years and they were terrible.
For the most part.
They killed.
West Virginia did relatively decent. USF won it 1 year.
You're not. Oh, wait. You were back. Big East, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree, right? But here's the thing. What you could do is you could make sure all five have a seat at the table. So that being Clemson, Auburn, Oklahoma, USC. I'm missing Big Ten, aren't I?
Yeah.
And let's say Ohio State. Let's say all five of them win, right? Then you could have, let's say, an undefeated UCF, and then probably Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah.
It just makes sense to me.
I do agree it should be eight.
It just makes sense to me. And I understand that I heard one of the guys from the committee was on a radio show recently, and he was like, well, it just salts the product. And I'm like, but last year wasn't a good product. No. Like,
well, the last 2 years have been crappy.
That's what
games.
I'm saying. So, like, and in my opinion, it's like, because Wisconsin plays in the Big Ten, and they would have beaten Ohio State, is the only reason why they would be entered in there. And I just, in my opinion also, I hate the whole, like, the time of the year loss deal. You know what I'm saying? Ohio State, the whole reason why they got grandfathered into the first one is, well, they lost the first game of the season.
Yeah, and Virginia Tech.
Who cares? You lost to Virginia Tech. without a Vic at quarterback. Like, stop it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so,
or a Taylor.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's my beef, right? Is that, you know, in my opinion, you know, Clemson and Miami would need a lot of help for one of them to get in because one of them lost to Syracuse. Oh, but their starting quarterback was injured. I don't care. No one's giving West Virginia sympathy from on pace to an 8-4 season and goes to 7-5 because Will Greer breaks his hand. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen that way. You know? I don't know, man. There's a lot of stuff to hash out, but in my opinion, I mean, I agree. But unfortunately, I think Clemson deserves a seat at the table, even if they lose to Miami, over Wisconsin. I do. I think anybody that goes through an SEC schedule and is only two loss at the end of the year deserves a seat at the table before
Wisconsin.
And unfortunately, it doesn't always happen this way, right? Wisconsin's had years before where they have the crossover games with the quality teams. So, like, let's say Wisconsin would have played Michigan State and beat Michigan State, right? And then they have that Iowa win. And then they beat Ohio State. Well, that's three big ranked teams that they would have beat. That's a quality. Them undefeated with three ranked teams, cool. Go in. But... I mean, UCF, in theory, could have played their schedule and still been undefeated. Like, and that's not supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know, though. It's rough. There's a huge shakeup. Chip Kelly decides UCLA. I thought that was the smarter decision of the two. Dan Mullins is going to Florida.
Greg Schiano's not going
to Tennessee. Which, dude... I'm very tough as what I think should happen with Dana Holgorsen, right? Mm-hmm. And if Shiano's on the market and he's willing to take it, I would love. But I also don't think he necessarily fits that.
Knowing you as the harsh critic of Penn State that you are, saying that he shouldn't have a program, you know he was involved in that stuff, right? Shiano? That's why they reversed the decision.
What was he involved in?
He was involved in the cover-up.
Of Penn State?
Yeah.
He wasn't at Penn State.
Yeah, he was. He was an assistant from 90 to 95. Apparently somebody went to him, and he covered it up.
Oh.
That's why there was so many protests at the Tennessee campus.
Well, then I don't want him. I don't want him. Yeah.
I was like, wondering, like, whoa. No, knowing you,
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I've read it, you know, all the stuff about. Yeah, that puts him pretty bad. Yeah, you're right. I don't want him. Thank you. I think Dana Holgorsen is going to still stay at West Virginia. Like, I honestly think he had the best year in the Big 12 last year, and they were on pace for an 8-win season, possibly a 9-win season, and they lost their starting quarterback. So, it sucks. But I don't know if, I think West Virginia's gotten to the point where they're just content with being meh. I had a whole bunch of other stuff I wanted to talk about, but we don't have time for that, which is weird. Arizona lost their first game of the season, college basketball wise. Maryland lost to St. Bonaventure. They have Syracuse.
St. Bonaventure?
Yeah.
They lost to St. Bonaventure?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that even a big conference school?
They're mid-major. They're mid-major, but they're a decent mid-major. Yeah. They're not a joke.
State stomped UNC for the first time in, I think, ever.
Yeah, yeah. West Virginia won. They struggled against Marist.
You missed all that.
0-3.
You missed all that West Virginia.
No, but
game.
So they did this tournament, right? They struggled against Marist, which was an 0-3 team. Oof. They barely beat them. Then they blew UCF out by 39 points when it was like a 6-point game at halftime. Like, it was out of control.
This wasn't the Phil Knight thing.
No. Okay. No. And then they played Missouri last night, came back from
missed a lot of that due to the
yeah, I hate you. I hate Mark Trestman.
Great game. Mark Trestman is a wonderful coach.
He is. He is. He's got the little glasses and the... all right. So, because we're recording this early, we don't have a full count of what's going on. But 2 weeks ago, you cut my lead to 2. And it looks like I'm building my lead back up to 5. Mm. So now we go into championship week. Alex, for the pick'ems.
I thought we don't count. This is the last week for pick'ems?
No.
Oh.
No. We do bowl games. We do all that. Remember,
all the way up to the Super
Bowl. We do the Beef O'Brady's Bowl, but we're rounding out. This is like, you know, we'll have this week.
Last gasp.
We'll have this week, and then we'll have a break until the bowls start rolling around.
We'll still be doing NFL regular season.
Well, of course, yes, Alex. This is solely about
college
football,
okay.
Real quick.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna move down to the NFL. Darn it. No respect. All right. Friday night. Pac-12 championship game. Number 21, Stanford. Number 11, USC.
I'll go USC.
I am going to do USC as well. Even though Stanford completely blew out Notre Dame. 18-point victory.
Yeah.
This past week. But I agree. I think I'm going to go with USC. Sam Darnold has one of his last opportunities to impress the world.
Number one draft pick.
AAC championship game.
That's my conference.
Noon.
It's
on Saturday.
UCF against...
We just talked about this. Memphis,
yeah. Memphis is really good, too.
Memphis is really good.
I'm riding the UCF train.
You're riding the UCF train.
Blake Bortles.
Well, Brandon to Marshall, make this Kevin fun, Smith. Yeah, makes great movies. I'm going to go Memphis because I picked UCF last week, even though I kind of thought USF could win that game, and it was very close. It was a great game. Mm-hmm. Great game. That's another thing. You know, one thing that used to bother me, And I understand the hate on the smaller conferences, but when West Virginia used to be in the Big East, like, there were good football games going on. Shiano, when he was with Rutgers, they were a formidable team.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm taking Memphis. I'm gonna take Memphis.
Okay.
Go Derrick Rose.
Whose career is now over.
Yep. 12:30. I had that on the board today too, but we ran out of time. 12:30. First annual Big 12 championship game. Number 12 TCU, number 4 Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I agree. Oklahoma right now looks like they are on a mission. They did the stupid little like halfway benching of or suspending of.
Yeah, kind of like pulling a Grayson Allen
thing. Yeah, it's stupid. SEC championship game. Number 7 Georgia, number 6 Auburn.
Georgia never wins their conference championships. I'm going Auburn.
I'm going Auburn. They completely destroyed Georgia last time. I don't think anything will change. Miami, number 2. Clemson, number 3.
I'm going to go Clemson.
I'm going Clemson as well because I don't really... It goes back to the whole Georgia not winning their thing. Mark Richt was the coach of Georgia, so I just don't see it. And then at night, that was an 8 o'clock game. At another 8 o'clock game is the Big Ten championship. Ohio State University, number 9, Wisconsin.
Ohio State.
Oh, I thought you were. Oh, I'm picking Ohio State hands down. I haven't been. And honestly, it's weird because in any other realm, I would love Wisconsin to win this game. Just because I hate Ohio State.
Yeah.
But Wisconsin wins, they probably make the tournament, and I think that's going to be a waste of a game. Like, I really think whoever plays them is just going to absolutely destroy them. NFL! Thursday Night Football.
Barn burner,
Washington, Dallas.
I'll go with the Skins. Dallas is in the tailspin.
I'm picking the Skins as well. All right, so we have a couple good games coming up. Well... This is a good game, then we're going to have a bad game, then a good game,
okay.
And then possible good game and not so good game. Minnesota at Atlanta.
I'm with the Falcons.
You know what? I'm going to take Minnesota. I just got to make it fun. So far, we've agreed on everything other than Memphis, UCF, and Minnesota, Atlanta. And last week, this past week, we disagreed on the Minnesota game. You picked Detroit, and Sebastian picked Detroit.
I don't know what I was thinking.
We're always good on all.
One 4 Thanksgiving games in a row.
Detroit heads to Baltimore.
Ravens.
Oh, I'm taking
giving up on Detroit.
I'm taking Matt Stafford, good friend of
Clayton Kershaw.
Carolina heads to New Orleans.
Saints.
Pant Saints. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the Saints too. Sunday Night Football. Philadelphia heads to Seattle.
I'm gonna go with the Eagles.
I'm going to go with the Eagles as well, but it wouldn't surprise me if Seattle wins that game. And then Monday Night Football, which this, I believe, will be at least three straight primetime games for the Steelers.
Yeah.
Because they played the Titans last Thursday. They played Sunday night with Green Bay, which ended up being a lot better game than they thought. And then you had, they're playing Cincinnati.
Oh, God. That's a Monday night game?
Yep.
Steelers.
I'm taking Steelers as well. This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
Alex Baker. We'll watch the Grey Cup.
And until next week,
great game.
Peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.